The price of oil was up again today, and why? It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 21st day of March. Grateful that you're with us again. In other news, no beer for you as Anheuser-Busch cuts its ties with the Washington Commanders football franchise. Hey, have you given up looking for a home? Well, it could get worse. There's a new report out suggesting that the Great Resignation could become the Great Regret. Hey, are you in for some free ice cream? We'll tell you how to score. Cyber attacks from Russia on U.S. companies? Could be. The Wall Street Report, we've got that. And EU firms are hiring fleeing Ukrainian workers to fill employment gaps. Ready for the news? Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and grateful that you're with us again today, by the way. Yeah, you can follow us on Twitter day and night. It seems like we're always there. Where? At IOB_NewsHour. West Texas Intermediate crude climbed by $7.42 a barrel to close the day at $110.51. So what happened? Well, two things. The EU is strongly considering a ban on Russian oil, and Saudi Arabia said the worldwide supply of oil could be compromised after a series of attacks in Yemen against its oil supplies. Houthi rebels from Yemen attacked petroleum ports, with one sparking a fire in Jeddah. Saudi officials are asking for other countries to step up, saying in a statement, quote, "The international community must assume its responsibility to preserve energy supplies," end quote. All of this, plus a warning from the Fed chair Jerome Powell about combating inflation with what he called some bold moves, moved the markets lower. And I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. No beer for you, at least from Anheuser-Busch, to fans of the Washington Commanders NFL franchise. The Washington Post is reporting the official beer sponsor of the NFL and more than two dozen of its teams ended its partnership with the Washington Commanders, becoming the third company in the past year to cut ties with the franchise. Others who have recently walked away from the Washington team are Medimal, a medical bill review company based in Northern Virginia, and Innova Healthcare. Over the past 2 years, the Commanders have struggled on the field and have been embroiled in controversy off of it, with multiple investigations of their workplace culture and allegations of sexual harassment, a federal probe involving their head athletic trainer and a bitter ownership dispute, and a name change. Put all that into a bowl, and it's been a mess. More than 40 women, most of whom were former Washington employees, detailed to the Post a workplace culture with pervasive sexual harassment and verbal abuse during much of Dan Snyder's ownership of the team. The allegations prompted a 10-month investigation by D.C. Attorney Beth Wilkinson, who presented an oral report of her findings to League Commissioner Roger Goodell and the team, but no written report, typical of most NFL investigations. So, yeah, two words about the Washington Commanders. Stay tuned. People looking to buy a home have been put off by high prices and rising interest rates. A new report from Zillow says things may get much worse. Fortune is reporting that the year-over-year rate of home price growth will hit 22% in May. That would, of course, represent a major price acceleration. Beyond May, Zillow foresees only a subtle slowdown in the rate of growth. By February of 2023, that year-over-year home price growth will be at 17.8%, according to Zillow's forecast model. However, that's hardly any relief for buyers. In fact, it would still be nearly four times greater than the average annual rate of home price growth of 4.6% posted since 1986. Now, listen, you heard all of that correctly. the average annual rate of home pricing has been about 4.6% since 1986. In the past year alone, it's been a whopping 22% price increase. But housing costs aren't the only barrier. Mortgage rates are also climbing. Back in January of 2021, the average 30-year fixed mortgage rate was at an all-time low of 2.65%. That steadily climbed to 3.11% by December of 2021, but over the past 3 months, the rate has skyrocketed. As of Friday, the average 30-year fixed mortgage rate stands at 4.16%, and that's a bigger deal than it might appear. A home buyer who took out a $400,000 mortgage at 2.65% would have gotten a $1,612 monthly payment. At a 4.16% rate, that payment soars to $1,947 a month. And over the course of 30 years, that is an additional $120,000. I wish I had better news. Over the past several months, we've reported extensively on what has become known as the Great Resignation, as workers resign from their jobs to take either a better-paying gig or start their own business. Well, now research suggests that for some, the Great Resignation may very well turn into the Great Regret. The Guardian is reporting that a study released by the job search site Daily Muse of more than 2,500 workers found that almost three-quarters of them, like 72%, experienced either surprise or regret that the new position or new company they quit their job for turned out to be, well, very different from what they were led to believe. Nearly half, or 48% of those workers, said they would try to get their old job back, thanks to a phenomenon that the Daily Muse is calling shift shock. Much of the confusion is being driven by Gen Z, who generally were born after 1995 and make up more than a quarter of the workforce. According to a recent study by career counseling provider Zeti, these workers report that factors that are most appealing in a new job include good benefits packages, but just as important to them is a company that values that their values match their own. Also, those companies that have a purpose that goes beyond merely making a profit. Now, the trouble is, while wages may be better, the values side might be found lacking, especially among smaller companies. Respondents found that once in their new job, it was much like their old job, and the direction of the company did not match their values. So how is all that happening? Well, perhaps employers are over-promising to get workers, or job jumpers are not taking enough time to really investigate the company. Hey, free cone day at Dairy Queen is back. USA Today is reporting that the chain is giving away free small vanilla soft-serve cones all day today while supplies last. Long lines are expected for the popular ice cream giveaway. Now, there's a limit of one free cone per person, and mall locations are not participating. The offer is not valid on digital or delivery orders. In 2020, Dairy Queen postponed Free Cone Day but did not reschedule the event. Last year, Free Cone Day was canceled, but it is back and only for today. Good luck getting that free cone. The White House is warning U.S. businesses that Russia may unleash massive cyber attacks on their companies. MarketWatch is reporting it gave classified debriefings last week to companies and sectors about the potential for Russian cyber attacks as President Joe Biden and other officials offered fresh warnings about such assaults. Ann Neuberger, the Biden administration's deputy national security advisor for cyber and emerging technology, said preparatory activity by possible attackers can include scanning websites and hunting for vulnerabilities. She said the administration is urging companies to act immediately to protect the services millions of Americans rely on and to use the resources the federal government makes available. She noted that a White House release on Monday contains specific steps to take, such as multi-factor authentication and encrypting and backing up data. Well, stocks slipped today on a number of factors, from rising oil prices to a more hawkish view of inflation by Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Powell said that the central bank may have to be more aggressive at tightening its monetary policy than previously anticipated. That is a hint at more and perhaps heftier rate hikes. As a result, the Dow ended the day off 201 points at 34,552, while the Nasdaq slid 55 points to 13,838, and the S&P 500 fell by nearly 2 points to 4,461. Each of the indexes did come off session lows and improved a bit in the afternoon trade. And finally, there is this. As Russia's invasion of Ukraine shows no sign of letting up, companies across Europe are now stepping up to help people who fled the war zone by providing employment offers, language training, and childcare as they rebuild their lives. The New York Times notes the effort is happening with speed and scope that is rare for the European Union, with thousands of jobs being offered exclusively to Ukrainian refugees through on-the-ground recruiters, temporary staffing firms such as Adecco, newly created websites, and on-job boards, including some shared on LinkedIn. Now, while all of this is great for the fleeing Ukrainians, it may present a long-term problem once the war is over, as many people who will then have a new job and a new home may decide not to return to Ukraine. Well, that's a wrap for today's business news headlines. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a good evening. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.